What I tried to do in my assemblage was to make sure that we had some local and some non-local references in this study. Assuming that the reason you wanted to see these was to study them and see how they affect their current local jurisdiction, I first of all included one that had been brought to me that's not an ordinance in force anywhere, but rather a speculative redraft of another one. This came from some of our neighbors in Lewis. And since they brought me the one that I gave you, I've gotten another version from them. So I'd like to pass this down.
That's Lewis and Rehoboth as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what you're getting right now is they've had a meeting in town, and some of the townspeople have weighed in. They've discussed it, and they've refined the one that I gave you mm-hmm. earlier. Okay. So this is basically the same ordinance with a few minor changes. I did look through it. Mm-hmm. But this is an ordinance that would be suggested. It's not an ordinance that's empowered anywhere. I also try to include, I have included Kent County and Newcastle County's ordinances as well for your review. These are in force now in Delaware, so you have something to look at. And I believe the Kent County version has been amended as recently as December of last year. So the Kent County version has been updated within the last 6 months. I also called our friends at Urban Research and Development Corporation, our comprehensive plan consultants, and asked them if they could send me, which I've included for your review, three ordinances that are currently empowered, one in Washington County, Maryland, one in the city of Hagerstown, Maryland, and one from Union County, North Carolina. So those three are also in your package for you to review. I think you'll find as you read through these, there are minor differences among them. Most of them address the same things: schools, roads, water and sewer, in some cases electricity, in some cases parks. But they're all in theme working together, trying to ensure that there are adequate public facilities in place or put in place along with the development of growth. So they're for you to review, discuss with your neighbors. If you want to, if you want us to have a workshop or whatever, that's totally your call. I've just tried to provide you with the information that was requested a few weeks ago.
Okay. Now, Hal, in Sussex County, you alluded to Lewis and Rehoboth.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anywhere else in the county where we're aware of that are doing it at this point? I mean, is it a trend that's gone from the municipality?
I didn't survey our towns. I don't know if... I know Lewis doesn't have one.
They're working on one. Rehoboth, right. Do they have one? Are they working on one? I don't know.
I was going to take the time and call like Seaford and Rehoboth and Fenwick Island and some places.
Okay. In Kent County and Newcastle County, are you aware of any at the municipality level that are doing this?
I believe Dover has one.
And
Newark doesn't have an ordinance per se, but they have a policy, a procedure they follow in their planning office.
The regional planning around Georgetown, are they talking about inadequate public facilities as part of that?
There's been some discussion, but they've mostly been working with the state in concert with the PLUS process.
Okay.
They've been relying more on the benefits of the PLUS process to feed them the information they need for the same purposes.
Same purposes,
right. They've had DLDOT and the Delaware State Planning and DENREC and those folks involved in their discussions to help them benefit with the same information.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're considering an ordinance
mm-hmm.
At this time.
Okay.
Well, why don't we? There's a lot here. Why don't we sit there? Why don't we schedule something in the future and maybe on a Tuesday where maybe Hal can do a PowerPoint or some kind of, like right here at the council meeting, get put on the agenda about a half hour, one of these Tuesdays that we have a half a day, which are could be, not much. Sometimes Dave has trouble finding things to put on the agenda. Some days he goes back years to find things to put on the agenda. So maybe we could put this on a Tuesday so we don't have a special night or anything and go through it quickly and highlight what's happening, what we're doing, and what one would look like. And you say they're all pretty much the same, so it's not like we're going to be
all pretty careful.
And stay fairly focused. We ought to be able to do it in an hour.
Paul Driscoll, our consultant with URDC, has volunteered to come participate.
That's who I'd like to be.
Volunteered?
Well, yeah, good point. Offered. I should correct you. He offered to come.
That's the only planner we have.
And the planning director from Kent County, Sarah, what is her last name? Sarah
Kiefer.
She also volunteered. to come and discuss this with us if we wanted to let you know
how
it worked.
That would be very helpful.
Sarah could offer, I think, a unique perspective because she can talk with you about all the bumps in the road that Kent County experienced as it went through the process. And I know that there are some political bumps in the road when you do something as massive as this. So it might be helpful to hear from her, whether you agree with her or not, to at least give you some perspective on what they went through adopting such an ordinance.
All right. I'll make a motion that we in 30 to 45 days, we put on the agenda this issue, and we actually engage our Paul Driscoll and this other person from the state of Delaware to give us an hour presentation on adequate public facilities ordinances.
From Kent County.
No, from anywhere. I don't care. I mean, in general. She's from Kent County. I don't care where she's from. And maybe invite somebody from Connie Holland's office. So she could sit here. So at least whoever the stakeholders are in these kind of issues, because I'm not familiar with them, and I would a little education will never hurt me. Mm-hmm. And if there's no objection, we'll try to schedule on a Tuesday, David. It doesn't have to be 30 days. It can be somewhere in the next 30, 45 days. Pick a Tuesday out that looks like we could give adequate time to an adequate facilities.
I have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion on the floor to schedule a 1 hour or so workshop to discuss adequate public facilities ordinances. Is there any discussion?
That's for volunteers only, right?
I would say that this was placed on the agenda and advanced at the request of Ms. Deaver.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
We discussed that any council person has the opportunity to bring forth a concept and have it discussed and possibly crafted into an ordinance. At the same time, I put forth the suggestion, the request, that we also look at an economic impact ordinance. And I am a little hesitant to be moving forward on this one before we have had a chance to talk about an economic impact ordinance. And I think the two probably need to go hand in hand because we could kind of run headlong down the path of new regulations that could have a devastating effect on our economy here.
Well, this is just a workshop. This is not bringing forth, Vance, anything. I think it's a good procedure that she's trying to say she'd like to do it. Try to convince the rest of us. And here, I'm willing to give an hour up of my time. I'm saying, but after that, we would have to take decisions, a consensus of votes to say, put this and do this and do this. So all we're basically doing is just having a workshop on a topic, and I don't know if it's going to lead to any of these other things. And we wouldn't know anyway how much something would cost until we got it together anyway. So I don't know if this is going to be any threat to what your concern. Like I said, I don't have any problem with it at this point moving forward. We ought to also schedule or get Hal to bring forth some ordinances that would be similar to that, and that we could maybe then, in the meantime, at the same time, be doing a couple things. We were allowed to multitask here, and we could look at a couple issues and maybe craft one of these ordinances too. So, I mean, there's no time frame to this, but I just think next 30 to 45 days we could hear about it, find out if there's any merit to it, and
Mr. President, I can assure you that we have the talent in-house to perform a cost-benefit analysis for the council. I know that we have people in-house that can do that. I've been involved in those over the years past, and a cost-benefit analysis is not something that would really take an ordinance. If you were just to say, well, I'd like to have a cost-benefit analysis on this ordinance before we pass it, that could be part of the workshop.
Mm-hmm. Cost to the county. Those,
yeah, right.
Correct.
Cost to the county or cost?
We can do it either way. Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, the Office of State Planning has programs available.
Mm-hmm. With all due respect, Mr. Godwin, I made a specific request, and per the terms that were discussed prior, any council member has the ability to ask for an ordinance. In the interest of fairness, since both of those requests were made at the same meeting, I think before we go forward with one, both of them should be honored in the form of a presentation that the county attorney can craft. That's my argument for voting against moving forward in the vote that we're going to be taking in a few minutes. I may be outvoted, and that's fine. But
why don't you make a suggestion, Vance, to get a workshop on this cost-benefit analysis is what, in other words, the procedure, the policy is to suggest I'd like to, you know, look at something, bring it forward in a type of a workshop type thing. And then those next steps is what you're talking about. So get something scheduled with the staff to bring it up. It all doesn't have to be. I mean, I don't want to know if I don't think I want to do a 2 hour, an hour on this adequate facilities in the same day, do another hour on cost benefit analysis because we're not under any pressure to do them all at one time anyway. It's just stuff that we're working in progress.
My simple request is for you to bring us similar amount of information about a cost benefit analysis as you did for the public facilities draft ordinance.
It would be in
the form of an ordinance as well. And then at that point, I would think a joint workshop on both of those, maybe even with planning and zoning, would be appropriate. That's simply my discussion points. That's what I've just asked him.
And yours to be put in a draft ordinance. This is not a draft ordinance for us to have one.
This is adequate public facilities draft ordinance. So they can do the same. They can do the same research.
Right.
This is all part of the discussion on the vote, Mr. Cole.
What she just said is right. It's true. We haven't drafted anything. These are drafts from Lewis. This is a draft from some other jurisdiction.
Volunteers.
So we haven't. She hasn't drafted anything. You're just what we're what I'd like you to do is do what she's done is just basically let's put it on the agenda for a workshop and discuss it.
Discussion.
If you get three votes.
But do you agree that we don't have a draft for us in this package?
I want information that was presented.
Can you answer that question? Do you agree that there is no draft here for Sussex County?
There could be.
I'm not asking for anything. I'm simply explaining to you the reason why I think it's premature to move forward with this when we haven't brought forth information about an ordinance that was requested at the same time as this. It may just be another 2 weeks, Mr. Cole. You said yourself it's not.
But you're asking a draft ordinance to be performed. That's going to require Mr. Moore. It's going to be a lot of. He's just, Hal Godwin has just assembled other jurisdictions' drafts.
Point of order, please. Point of order.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to relinquish the gavel to the vice president.
That'd be fine.
Here you go. I got it.
There you go. Go to town. Now then, we don't have any draft here that's for Sussex County. We've just got information. You're asking, and the procedure, as I understand it, you say you'd like to do something. We have a workshop. We don't go ahead and tell the staff to go put together draft ordinances. There's no draft been for them. We haven't spent any of Mr. Moore's money at this time. What you're asking is Mr. Moore to be involved and spend money on a draft, and we haven't even gotten that far. I say do like Joan, I think, has followed a good procedure. She suggested it. Mr. Godwin's brought us information from other jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. We haven't created anything that's a Sussex County draft. We haven't used. Have you spent any time on this, Mr. Moore?
No.
Okay. So I would like to do that. We haven't spent any money. And then we'll get a consensus after I get this workshop on what Joan's putting in front of us. That if I like it, then I think we ought to then have a vote to take a next step. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's all I'm asking you to do. Do the same similar thing, Vance. Get Hal to find some ordinances in other jurisdictions. Maybe the internet, I'm sure, is the easy way. He makes phone calls to Kent and Newcastle County, bring together a package. We put on the agenda. We listen to it, and then we make a decision and move forward. That's all I'm asking. Now, if you think there's anything devious or sneaky about that, let me know. Definitely. But there's no draft, Sussex County draft, in this. It says draft, but that's Lewis.
Okay? What was, Mr. Godwin, get me refresh my memory a little bit.
Yes, sir.
What was the actual request?
The request, there were two.
And why did we
Council President is correct, there were two.
Why did we not do both of them at the same time?
The request for economic impact, I'm not aware of ordinances that require that, but I do know jurisdictions who have a paradigm set up for fiscal notes on planning and zoning issues. And I think that's probably where this needs to start. If you have a subdivision that's before the Planning and Zoning Board or before you, some jurisdictions will attach a fiscal note to it saying that if this is approved, if this, say it's 150 homes, if this is approved, here's the financial impact that this jurisdiction, town or county, will feel, both negative and positive. I think that's available, but it's not really in ordinance form, to my knowledge. Many jurisdictions do it as a function of their planning and zoning office, or their planning and zoning director has a template that he or she uses to calculate such a thing. This was easy to do. What I've given you today really just took a couple of phone calls, a couple of emails, and the information came in, because these are pretty easy to find. An ordinance that deals with economic impact is not as easy to find, that's all. And I just haven't, that's why I haven't gotten that done yet, but it's definitely on my radar screen of work assignments.
But if we're concerned about, Mike, if we're concerned about cost, what he's done has a cost, our staff, very much. What Vance is asking is the draft. That does start the ticket running. So I would rather follow this procedure that which is what we've done in the past, basically. We bring it up. In this particular one, Hal's been able to bring forth this stuff. And in the past, we didn't have somebody like Hal doing this work for us. But I see no problem with it in moving on. And he could probably try to get some cost analysis ordinances from other jurisdictions. Show us what one looks like. I don't even have any idea what it look like. So, but I don't want to see a draft. And if you're really sincerely worried about cost, any of you folks here, then let's do it this way. It doesn't cost anything. And then find out if we should move forward. Makes sense. I mean, it's logical.
There's a couple of ways to view the economic impact. If it's in the form of an ordinance, then it would require that an economic impact study be done on each project, I would think. And that's the part that I'm referring to when I say I know some jurisdictions do that as a matter of policy, just like they advertise certain things.
So are we talking about?
Well, I don't know.
That that needs to be brought up during a workshop. We find out different ways of doing it, and at the end of the workshop, maybe there can be a consensus. Should we do it through procedure or should we do it through an ordinance?
Because it's a little premature,
I think, now just to say draft up an ordinance, because, again, I think that none of us are familiar enough with what you're talking about, Vance.
Mr. President.
Yes.
I have no problem whatsoever with Mr. Godwin taking the lead on this. I suggested Mr. Moore because he may have access to state code that is already written that talks about cost, benefit, and economic impact studies. Mr. Godwin's more than capable of doing similar research.
Sure, I can do that.
My only point is that they both were brought up in the same meeting. I think before they move forward, they should also both be presented and offered simultaneously.
I do know of one cost-benefit analysis study that I was part of that I have in my files at home that I could bring in.
That's almost
what you're asking for, but not exactly. You and I probably ought to communicate a little more on exactly what you'd like, but cost-benefit analysis, I have a program for that, and I have one study that's probably is about this thick on a town in this county for a cost-benefit analysis of a subdivision. So,
well, just as you approached our land use planner,
right,
Paul Driscoll,
right,
for this,
mm-hmm,
I think it'd be appropriate for you to approach him,
and
he can bring in templates from other jurisdictions.
I agree.
We can have that discussion next week, hopefully,
sure,
and then we can schedule the joint workshop.
Yep.
That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
And are we just applying that to this proposal, every ordinance that we look at, every ordinance that we pass?
My request, Mr. President,
my
request was that we create an ordinance that looks at the economic impact of any new regulations.
Any new regulation.
Of which this is,
mm-hmm,
a new regulation.
Any new regulation.
There may be folks on council that would desire to expand that to other things other than just regulations. But that is my request of several weeks ago. And
I understand.
If you're okay with it, I would offer an amendment to your motion that we ask our county administration to bring forth a similar document about the economic impact studies that should go along with all new regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And that once that is presented, maybe next week, we have a joint workshop.
I got one comment.
Mr. Moore, can that be offered as an amendment, or does it require the original person who made the motion to agree?
I think the original person should agree.
Okay.
My only comment, just when you say all new regulations, I think we better have a definition of that, because it's too broad. And if you want to, if you're worried about costs, the cost of doing a cost analysis of all new regulations, that means, you know, that means it could be in anything. So somebody, before we go too far down the road, we ought to define, is it just going to be land use decisions? Is it going to be ordinances pertaining to land use? Ordinances
procedures.
Pertaining to the constable?
Procedures.
I mean, will we have, when we hire these constables or create some, in other words, do we do a cost analysis advance on all workings of the county government? Because that could be awfully, we could run out of money doing cost analysis.
We'd probably do business difference, wouldn't we, George?
If we didn't have any money, we would. Yes, sir, we would.
How we're really spending our money.
If we're broke, you can go broke.
Mr. Chairman, may I simply suggest that I have no problem with that being part of this presentation that you're going to bring forth, you know, the various scopes of the different jurisdictions.
We need to get a scope right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
There is no explanation of the cost to whom.
What?
That'll be part of the
workshop.
Sure. That's right. Is it just to the cost of the county?
I will start off using that word very broadly and let you decide where to narrow it.
That's a good idea.
Mr. Cole, are you okay with the amendment to your motion?
Yeah, he just said the scope is pretty large. Maybe we want to start with a large scope, and this first work may take more than one workshop.
Okay. Do we have a second to the amendment?
I think we need to fine-tune it.
Okay, we got a motion and a second for an amendment. And that amendment...
What was it?
Is asking administration to come back to us with...
Ordinances
that from some other jurisdictions, or ideas for, not a draft by somebody, but ideas for cost analysis, and that's going to be a wide term, cost analysis.
To provide the economic impact of ordinances or new regulations.
Right. And we'd have a joint workshop. That was
mm-hmm. Well, not a...
Yes, that is my...
At the same day?
Sure.
On the same issue?
Wait. Yeah. 1 hour yours, 1 hour the economic impact.
We can't do it on two different Tuesdays, because you know what? I've noticed when I have... go to Little League practice. Once those kids play after about 20 minutes, you've lost their train of thought. Politicians aren't much different than Little League. I think that 2 hours on regulations is going to just put some people to sleep, and I'm not looking at you, Sam, for any reason, but...
I thought you were talking about yourself, George.
It doesn't matter to me, and I understand George's thought.
I would just,
I would also say, after sitting here over 6 hours for a public hearing, I know I can stay in two.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, in one date it might be, I would schedule them, you know, every one time and one the next time. So we don't start intermingling. I would like to stay focused on one ordinance or one proposal and not... Yep. Encumbered. So I just think it's a better way to...
Your amendment is to have both same time, is that correct?
Yes. It's a better way to do it.
Okay. Mr. President. Yes, sir, Mr.
Cole, I just said how soon we forget. Did you not just say that? And you asked him what was the amendment about and all this, and we just discussed it for about 10 minutes, and you still wanted to know what it was about. Now, how do you think we're going to remember from one week to next if we don't combine these as we're talking?
Okay, so, Sam. That's fine.
Any more questions on the amendment?
It would be better to do it
the
separately.
Amendment is to have,
the same thing done for the cost analysis as we had
that
done
doesn't
before.
Mean, excuse me, Mr. President. That doesn't mean Wilson. we have to get it all finished that day.
Right, correct.
I mean, there's no far set here. After all, we are in a drought now, so we don't have to worry about the rain.
Okay. Anything else? And I think, Mr. Moore, we need to vote on the amendment first.
Yes.
Yeah. Vote on the amendment first. Mrs. Deaver.
I'd rather see it as in two separate sessions, so I would vote no on the amendment.
Okay. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Well, I would rather be able to focus again on one, because it may take more than an hour. These are very complicated issues, both of these issues, and I'd hate to see us, you know, be get going along on one and then we have to drop it and go to the next one. And again, I think I'm not opposed to the thing. The part I oppose is all in one day. It is just not a good way to do public policy. So I just, I have no problem with where we've ended up in the discussion.
Your vote is?
I'm going to vote no to the amendment. I'm going to be with Joan. I think we ought to separate them. It could be one week after, and the next one could be the other week. So,
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion, the amendment carries. Now we vote on the motion. Mrs. Deeb.
Restate the motion, please.
Motion was to have a public hearing on...
Workshop.
A public workshop on the public facilities...
Adequate public facilities.
Ordinance.
Okay.
Proposed ordinance.
Yes.
Now we've, if we pass this, we're going to do both of them at the same time with this.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Is that the proper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mrs. Deeb votes yes?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Carried.
Very good. Okay, moving right along. The last issue for me today, ladies and gentlemen, is a disbursement request from the city of Milford. They would like to have a disbursement of $2,536 from their annual municipal police grant fund. This $2,536 will bring their total annual draw to $9,725 for the year, which means that they still have a few dollars left in this fiscal year's fund. This money that they're requesting will be used for two intensive use extra large high back chairs for dispatchers. And they have attached their invoice to verify the purchase. So that's what they intend to use the money for.
I guess they want a color television to go with it.
It's not on here. If they have a color TV, Sam, it's not on here.
They can have my old one. I need a new one.
Yeah. Would you like the motion?
Any discussion? Mr. Godwin, the motion, please. Mm-hmm.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approve the request from the city of Milford for $2,536 drawn from their annual municipal police grant fund.
I'll make the motion.
Second, please.
Second.
And motion and second to appropriate the local law enforcement grant as read by Mr. Godwin. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.